everyone, and welcome back to the Most Dangerous Podcast. It's been a while since we've recorded, actually.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we all recorded together.
Didn't we? Did we all do Astro Boy?
No.
No, we did do it, but we didn't use it, I guess?
Yeah, like, it was like...
Oh yeah. Audrey, you didn't do Astro Boy, huh?
Yeah, but we recorded it and then we lost
it. Oh, you're right. We recorded
that. That was take number two, was with Audrey.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, anyways, we're all here.
Yeah, we're all here.
Yeah, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. I just realized. Wow. We got a full house.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, today we're going to be reviewing Rumble for Ragnarok. Yes. Oh my gosh. I was just like, what's it called? Anyway, I love this episode because I love any episode with a lot of Dewey.
I like Louie. A lot of episodes with Louie.
Louie was good in this episode too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Huey was one of my favorites in this episode because he was just like, am I the launchpad here?
Yes. This episode was a good episode for, like, all of the triplets.
Mm-hmm.
And Scrooge. Yeah. Webby.
Yeah.
Launchpad.
Louie was funny, and he was also really cute.
Mm-hmm.
So sweet.
Yeah, Louie is... He's taken a... Like, from... He went from season two, like, oh, what's gonna happen to Louie, to, like, oh my gosh, what's happening to Louie? He's, like...
Adorable.
He's getting nicer.
He is nice.
He's always been. He's never been, like mean.
He's been starting to be, like, more encouraging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa. What's going on with Louie, the evil triplet?
Yep. He's supposed to be the evil triplet, not the sentimental triplet.
Yeah.
So. But, I mean, he was selling t-shirts of bad things about, like, his family.
Oh, yep, there's Louie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and... For this episode of recording, it's gonna be like Double O Duck, that time we didn't put together a review for the episode.
Yeah.
Because we just didn't. But, yeah, so we're gonna kind of just go down with what we remember. Favorite parts of the episode and stuff. Fun stuff. Mm-hmm. You've DuckTales merch. Oh, and by the way, another MDPC announcement is... We are in the process of creating a MDPC website.
Website! Yay!
Yeah, website.
Woo!
Yeah, I mean, the Most Dangerous Podcast, the last few months has been growing a lot. And so we're like, ooh, what's the next phase? So it's going to be our, of course, podcast episodes and blog. So we'll come out with any DuckTales related news, we'll post about that and keep... It's easier to keep updated than making, like, the podcast episodes.
Mm-hmm.
So we can update more frequently when we get news. Because usually when we have news on the podcast, we're like, this actually happened a couple weeks ago. But we haven't gotten a chance to record.
So true.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, and one more thing before we start the review. July 5th. So, 5 days ago, there was this tweet from the Disney Elite, and it was great, DuckTales podcasts, and their DuckTales counterparts, was it?
Mm-hmm.
And we were one of them. So, I was like, when I first saw it, I was like, oh my gosh. So, then I think I told Caitlin first, and then I told Sarah.
I feel special.
You sent me the... You sent me the picture of it.
Yeah, I think it was like early in the morning or something. I don't remember.
I know, I was making breakfast, and you're like, hey, guess what?
So, yeah, that was amazing. Oh, and our DuckTales counterpart was Webby.
Mm-hmm.
Webby! I said that funny.
Webby.
Like, talking with an accent again. But, no, it was Webby. I was like, oh, that is so cool. So, thank you. We really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
You washed. So yeah, anyways, now we are going to officially jump into the review, which, like we said 2 minutes ago, we didn't put together a review. It's gonna be like Double O Duck, just talking as we think.
So, yeah. Double O Duck went smoothly. I think. Anyways, so, hopefully. Yeah. again, I love this episode. It starts out with the triplets, Webby, Scrooge, and Launchpad in the Sun Chaser Cloud Slayer.
I honestly love calling it the Cloud Slayer because it technically is the Cloud Slayer and not the Sun Chaser anymore.
Yeah, I call
it technically both.
When Della flies it, I call it the Cloud Slayer, but when Launchpad flies it, it's the Sun Chaser.
Yeah.
So, that's
I guess that makes sense.
Or whatever crashes the most.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing. Launchpad didn't crash in this episode.
Yeah, he landed.
Yeah, I was like,
So when I first saw the episode, I was just like, whoa, wait. He just landed smoothly because it, like, actually showed him landing, and I'm like,
whoa.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure
Della he's going to flying school or something or helping. Yeah. Was Della helping him or something like that?
Della must be giving him lessons.
But yeah, Della. I was sad Della and Donald weren't in this episode.
It's because Scrooge didn't.
I wouldn't trust Donald and Della to cooperate with the jigsaw puzzle.
Anyway, we're getting ahead of ourselves.
Oh yeah, I love how when Scrooge is like, oh, they're doing a battle for the fate of the earth, pretty much. So Scrooge has to fight battles, pretty much. Well, at this point, it's like some amazing type battle. They don't realize what the battle exactly is. So they're just like, oh, so cool.
Oh, yeah, spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah, sorry, guys. We spoiler. Do spoiler alerts every episode. But, yes, if you haven't seen the episode, go watch it, unless you just want us to tell you about it.
We'll gladly do
this
so.
This stuff contains...
We are gladly going to do that right now.
This podcast contains spoilers.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. Okay, so, anyway.
Yeah, carrying on. So, yeah, Scrooge is like, which one of you is going to take my place? And he's like... Let's see. Webby, Huey, Louie, Webby.
Webby.
I love how doing it. You're saving my name for last for effect, right?
Yes.
That. So, yeah. And it was also, like, another thing, like, how season 3 was supposed to be all about, like, legacy, you know, and carrying on. Mm-hmm. Like, carrying on. Sierra, did you hear?
I didn't know that.
But, yeah, like, the younger generation taking over for the older generation. That's and so this sad. Was kind of like that with Scrooge, you know, like someday one of you is going to take over this.
Yes.
This.
That.
That. So yeah, just another little reminder, you know, about that coming in the episode, which we saw a little bit of that in this episode. Really good. So yeah, let me see. What happens next? Guys, what happens next?
They go
fly
in.
Fly into a rainbow?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
I can't fly into that rainbow.
Yeah. Into the... Guys, I don't know the town.
It's
the city's name.
Viking city.
Yeah. I never caught it. I didn't catch it. It's in my brain, but I can't say it. So anyway...
I can't remember what it was.
Like a whole Viking themed episode, which...
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I like Vikings. They're cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Launchpad lands the plane without crashing.
And we're like, what?
That's very surprising.
Yeah. And so then, you know, they go into the building.
And then as they're walking in.
Oh, yeah, there was the guy selling...
T-shirts.
And then...
Yormungandr versus...
Scrooge t-shirts, mm-hmm. Yeah. And then Louie.
Mm-hmm. Merchandise. Well, Louie knows what Louie's doing
today. And I love it, like, backs into, like, a rack of clothes or something.
Like, how does he know that that's there?
He just knows.
It's Louie.
It's Louie.
It's Louie. He plans these things.
He just knows.
I love how he disappears until his...
I know.
Scrooge gets hit with the chair. But anyway...
Getting ahead of ourselves.
Yeah, they go into the arena area and it's just like... It's a fight, but then they're like... Oh, I don't remember what Dewey said.
Like,
adoring fans or something like that. And then... Launchpad was like, it's wrestling!
He's like... Was it wrestling? Yeah, it's wrestling.
Yeah, it's wrestling. And then they were like, no. Oh. The crowd does a chant type thing.
Yeah, I can't.
Remember? Oh, wait. Is it This Is Awesome?
Oh, yes.
Is that what
yeah.
it is?
This is awesome.
And then Launchpad, This Is Awesome. So, yeah. And then, yeah.
And then, is it then that something knocks out the...
No, no. That's later. I think that's... Oh, it's coming up. But then, Scrooge. I love Scrooge's, like, whole... Get up. Like, his whole outfit is, like...
His costume. Not his costume. His... character.
His uniform kind of thing. Miser.
Oh my gosh.
He's awesome.
It's like the money miser's collecting back taxes. Oh my gosh. So yeah, Scrooge knows how to embrace his inner heel very yes. well. But Dewey's just like, hey, I can win this crowd over easy, you know? Over easy. And so.
Disapproval, my only weakness.
Which we learned in Quack Pack, which yeah, already always kind of knew is Dewey,
right?
Oh my gosh! So yeah.
Oh, I want to point something out. Whenever Dewey kind of talks to the crowd or is being like, what's it called, the pop or Dewey? What is it like? Kid Popular. That's what it was.
Yeah.
The popular. Yeah, that's what it was. The music playing in the background is from Dewey High.
Yeah.
Yes, the featherweight.
I remember that, but that's way ahead, but...
Yes. I love when he comes out. When he first did that, it was like... What? Throwback to Dewey High and stuff. I was like, ah! So, yeah.
That was great.
So, let's see what happens. Then Scrooge pretty much goes into the ring, you know, to fight, yeah. And then... He, like, throws his money bag behind him, and then it hits the announcer
yes.
guy. I'm like, Scrooge, you didn't even aim. But it was funny, and then Launchpad, you know, like, I got this.
He's like, I called dibs on announcing.
Yeah, and so then Huey, you know, like, oh, he'll need help. Well,
good thing I have my, what was it, sports commentary badge, which they got in
Missing Links of Morshire.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
It's like, hey, I know.
Launchpad and Huey commentary reunion.
Exactly. Except this way, it's different.
I like talking this way because everything I say sounds important. Baloney. Trampoline.
But what I like about this is, like, in the golfing one, Huey knew everything and mm-hmm. he was making sense. But in this one, Launchpad knows everything. And yeah. So, yeah, we'll talk more on that
later.
Yeah,
we'll get into that. Yeah. And so then, first contestant... was the pig guy mm-hmm. with the beard. Like the super strength beard or something? I don't remember.
That beard is pretty cool. I'm just going to say that.
Yeah,
it seems that anyone who possesses one of his hairs becomes like
instantly
strong or something like that. Huey, how do you know that? Just calling it like I see it.
So hilarious. So, yeah, and then Scrooge fights that guy and beats him. Wait.
Nope.
He gets hit with a chair.
Nope, but he uses his pressure point thing.
Oh, yeah?
Not pressure point.
No, that's what Huey is using, some type of acupuncture. pressure point type thing. It's like, oh, Huey. Let's see, who throws the chair? Who was it that threw the chair?
Well, that's later. But, and then the pig dude punches Scrooge with his beard.
Scrooge wins the battle. He wins the first round.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. So he ends up in the end overtaking the pig guy, whose name escapes me at the moment.
Oh, wait. Never mind.
Wait, I got something.
Wait, didn't we already see... Jormungandr?
Oh, yeah, Jormungandr! I forgot about him!
I was just like, wait
literally
a second.
Literally the main point of this episode, going back in time.
That's when they first walk into the ring.
Announces the whole wrestling thing. Mm-hmm. And, Sierra, you do the accent. What is it?
He does so many different accents. Me and Bella were listening, and I was, like, trying to catch on, because, like, you have to listen with an accent or else you can't understand what they're saying.
It's definitely, like, Viking.
It's, like, Viking.
But at times British. It was like British and then Irish and then there was one part where like Italian.
Like what am I doing? And then there was another time when it was French. Yeah, really. Do you remember that? We were like, oh, we can't figure this guy out.
He keeps switching accents. But in accents. The beginning
he sounds like he's Viking-ish. Viking,
yeah.
But in like a different scene. He's yeah. something Do different. Do the accent. In the beginning he's like, like, we're so happy to be here. I can't wait for you to see all this. And I don't know.
Okay, he doesn't say that.
I can't remember what he says.
Get the accent down. But yeah, he switches in our opinions. It's, yeah, it's all over the place, but it's really funny and amazing. So yeah, Yarmulkandar, at first I thought he was like some type of alligator, but he's a snake. He's a snake. With really arms and legs.
It's like an alligator snake kind of thing.
It's like a lizard.
Yeah.
He's, oh, yeah. He's a dinosaur. No.
He's a snake. So I was like, oh, interesting.
All right.
So yeah, Yarmulkandar. And then all the other stuff happened. And then, yeah, then Scrooge beat up the pig guy.
Pig guy. I just love that you say pig guy. I feel bad.
I don't know what his name. I don't know what any other names are. Except Yarmulkandar.
We're failing at this.
I should have checked. Anyway, so Scrooge takes out the pig guy. But then Dewey...
Wait, isn't something Strongbeard?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Weird silence.
Awkward pause. Trying to remember. I don't remember
it's
exactly.
Something Strongbeard.
But yeah, but then, let's see, Dewey the whole time is like, you're booing the wrong person. Like, Scrooge is the good guy.
Scrooge is a hero.
But then, you know, Scrooge is like, it's okay, like, to be the bad guy.
He's like, at least what I'm, at least I know what I'm doing is right.
Yeah, for the right cause. So, yeah, then Dewey's like, I can win him over. So he steps out into the ring, and then someone goes and throws a chair at him, but then Scrooge
knocks him out of the way.
I'm like, aww. That's so nice. Scrooge would not have done that in season 1, episode 1.
Right?
He would have laughed.
He would just leave him there. Him
with a chair and then walked away. But yeah, so then it throws Scrooge's back out. I was like, back hasn't gone out since like a town where everyone was nice.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, like, I do remember that.
Pretending that my back was out so long, now it really is.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
How has his back not gone out before? Like, he's done, like, a bunch of adventures. He's gone...
I don't know. I guess it just has to get hit in the right spot.
Right?
Very true. It's
that well, one, the wrong spot, it's that I one, should say. That one hit with a chair.
Not one chair.
So, yeah, and then he ends up... They go back to, like, a locker room or something, and yeah. Scrooge is like, I can't fight, like...
Yeah, and as they're walking back, he's like, you kids might have to take over sooner than I thought. And Dewey's like,
Yeah, like, they're booing me.
Disapproval.
My only weakness. So, yeah, then they go back to the locker room, and Scrooge is like, so, who's gonna take my place? And then Dewey's like, I can win them over. I'll be the hero. And then he's like,
Obviously Webby. And she's just smiling.
Yeah.
Just like, because Huey doesn't know anything about wrestling. And I don't know where Louie is.
Oh, he's probably crushed after seeing you get hit with a chair.
Get and your Scrooge gets hit with a chair t-shirts.
And oh my gosh.
Crushed that he didn't get enough shirts.
He said something and then the dude was just... Like, ooh, and he shoots it at him, and he's like, ooh.
Oh, my gosh. When I saw that, I was like, oh, my gosh, I want that shirt. And then I was looking online, and I happened to stumble across people, like, someone made that a shirt.
I know.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. It's $20, and I am most likely going to get it. And also, I'll try to find the link for it, and if I find it, we'll put it in the description. We'll most likely find it, so it'll probably be there. And they made another shirt, but we'll talk about that in a minute. So yeah, I want that shirt so bad.
I love how Louis changes his voice.
Exactly like the shirt in the show. Yeah, Louis's voice.
He's like, he uses his...
Salesman
voice.
Get your Scrooge gets hit with a chair t-shirt. What are you accenting here?
Well, a little bit.
Your British accent. So, yeah, that was hilarious. But I like, just super random, I like Webby's outfit that she's wearing. It's not like her, it's not the normal. She's wearing, like, a pink shirt or something with her skirt.
Mm.
It's cute.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm playing the episode back in my head.
Oh. You're like, rewind. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember.
Her okay. outfit was so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, let's see. This Scrooge is like, Yermungandr agreed to let a tag team take mm-hmm. my place.
He's so nice. He's so...
He's such a nice guy.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, my goodness. And so then Dewey's like, let's go do this. And I love how Scrooge is like, make sure he doesn't die. Oh, do all the fighting and make sure he doesn't die.
The first time I saw it, I thought he said, and make sure he doesn't cry. And
like, that's sweet, but okay.
And make sure he doesn't cry.
Like, don't cry, Dewey.
It'd be so cute if he said that, though.
Make sure he doesn't cry. Like, oh, Scrooge is way more caring than we thought.
Oh, my gosh.
But no, make sure he doesn't die. Like, oh, okay.
Well, it's still caring, but...
I mean, he...
Yeah, I love how he tells Webby, though. Yeah. Like, Webby can totally handle this.
Exactly.
Awkward silence.
Okay. Yeah.
Let's see.
When does he reveal his...
Can't pop through. Oh, in a minute. Coming up. So they go back to the ring, but then Dewey had his brilliant idea of how to win over the crowd
mm-hmm.
by being chant popular. Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh. And so then he's got like, then they're booing him and he's just like, I'm the good guy, guys. Like, what? Don't. Like, he's really struggling with uh-huh. this. Like, he wants to be the good guy. He wants everyone to cheer for him and stuff.
And then he throws the lollipops.
So he pulls out the lollipops. And I love how it's a red, a green, and a blue one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he, like, throws them to the ground. It's throwing lollipops at us. He thinks we're suckers.
I do see that now that I,
no, you know. They're delicious.
I know.
Stop the pop. Stop the pop. And then you hear Luke, stop the pop. Or
get your stop the pop t-shirts.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. And then I love Dewey. I was like... How did you know, like,
what character I'd be,
and have shirts already made, or something, and then Louie, I've known you my whole life, I kind of knew how this would play out, or I knew pretty much that.
He yeah, doesn't that really but, care about his, like, right now, like, doing that, it's just, he's not,
hey,
he doesn't really
tongue tied.
Yes!
If he makes money, it's worth it.
Yep.
Yes.
But yeah, for some reason, that, like, really, I really liked it every time he said, like, I've known you my whole life. Like, I mean, duh, they're brothers, they're triplets. But for some reason, I was just like, every time he said it, I was like, oh.
It's like you forget that they had a life before.
Entire life. Like, oh.
It's like you forget they had a life before they moved to the mansion and stuff.
They should make, like, a DuckTales short, like, a 20-minute short of them when they were, like, babies. Like, that would be adorable.
It'd be exactly the same, because you see pictures of them, and Louie's eyes are still, like, half
they
open.
They just got, like, little baby eyes and little baby faces, so,
they're
yeah.
adorable.
That would be we cute. Definitely need that short in our lives.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That. Oh, wow, I should write a letter about that. Send that in. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, so then Dewey... And starts the fight with someone.
The goddess and her dog.
Oh my gosh,
I think
the
it was
dog
a wolf.
Is adorable.
Was it a wolf? Or was it...
It's a wolf.
I don't know.
It's a wolf with a dog. Like it's the same thing.
Okay, as soon as I saw that wolf, I thought of Lena in A Nightmare on Kilmoder Hill.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, she is a pack animal. Oh, wait, no, maybe... It wasn't, she's a...
In dreams, this form usually represents outsider syndrome.
Perhaps
or
a
she's
feral
a pack animal, and we are her pack. Yeah, it did look like that, huh?
Mm-hmm. Just a lot less human-like. She didn't look human-like, but she still had the eyes and stuff.
Duck-like. Oh, yeah, and so I don't remember her name either. Oh, boy.
I like when Webby and the wolf like they're face to face. And then she just, like, grabs the cheeks.
Aww, and just starts cuddling. So
cute. Yeah. I love also when Dewey first goes into the rink, like, he's not wanting to fight. He's just like, hey, like, here's a lollipop, you know? And he gives it to the dog. He's like, don't give the dog candy.
What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you? So, yeah, that was hilarious. Got a point there. And then I love how Scrooge is just like, tag Webby. And so then Webby comes in and is winning until she sees, you know, oh, it's so cute, it's a puppy. Yeah, and then it's a trap. And then the dog, let's see.
It's a trap. It's a trap.
It's not a trap.
It's not a trap. Okay, shoot, I don't remember how this goes. My brain is...
It's a trap. It takes out Webby.
Oh my gosh.
Doesn't,
like, Dewey get... Don't they get defeated?
They end up losing that round. Yeah. Oh, Dewey gets pinned by the dog, right? Mm.
No, it was
and
Webby.
And so then they end up losing
Webby
that round.
Then...
Webby gets pinned by the dog? Yeah. I thought it was Dewey.
I'm pretty sure it was Webby.
I thought Dewey came back in and then he got pinned.
Oh, no, because the lady, she tagged in without, like, actually tagging in. And he's like, cheater! Cheater!
Oh, yes.
Now you say it.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, let's see. Then they lose that round, and so... Oh, my gosh, what happened?
Oh, we forgot the part where Launchpad and Huey were just sitting there, and Huey's just like, okay, I think I got this. And Launchpad's just like, perfect, just in time for the tag team round.
He's like, wait, they're playing tag? Oh my gosh. Like, he came up with like a whole chart. Like, what did he do on the chart? Like, just write out all the rules he's seeing and then like, okay, I think I've got this figured out. Like, oh my goodness. And then all of Huey's corn puns.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, you realize this thing is... It's like lollipops, right?
Not corn.
But I've got all these corn jokes!
I have all these corn puns!
Oh my goodness.
Oh, it's like, you don't have to make it sound great. It already is!
And so, is it after they lose that round, then Dewey goes back in, like, the corner or something? Oh, yeah. Right? He's in, and he tells Scrooge, like, I can't do it or something, anymore. And then... Scrooge is like,
it's okay.
Yeah. And I love it. He's like, wait, it is?
It's like, isn't this the part where you tell me to push through that I can do this?
Yeah. Very so bad then... pep talk, Scrooge.
And so then he goes back to the locker room. Dewey goes back to the locker
room?
Yeah. Can't popular. Yeah. And then Huey goes to the back. Mm-hmm. There we go.
And then they're like talking like
I can't do this in bad. And then Louie
comes in
like
and there's a
we're
crack
battling
the
world.
Yeah, there's a crack in the ground. He's like like you guys got to get back out there. Like the world is kind of ending right now.
Yeah,
you should probably do something about it.
And then he first gives Huey the pep talk about.
BLP.
BLP.
He's like, just say the first thing that comes to your mind.
BLP.
He's like, P Launchpad.
And so, yeah. I was like, oh my gosh. So then, Huey's all like, oh, well, let's do this. Let's get back
inspired.
And then, Louie, what does he say?
He's like, now you.
Now you. Like, well, let's get you pep talked. And then he's like, and I love how he tells Dewey, he's like, you've always been a hero or something.
It's like, I've known you my whole life. I know how this is gonna play out.
Like, you're a hero. And I was like, aww. Like,
now go do
you're
it.
So like, sweet.
I don't know.
You're so sweet.
Go do it. Let's do this. He's like, I'm in. Or something.
I love that part.
I was like, oh, yes. Yes, yes.
I love that all he has to do is say, let's do this, and it gets Dewey in.
I know.
Yeah.
I love how at first he's like, I don't know if I can do it. He's like, let's do this.
Oh my goodness. And so, oh yeah, and then Scrooge told Webby to stall. Remember?
Oh yes.
And she's like naming her fist. And she has, like, the mic drop.
I know.
It's like
horn drop.
Yeah. We had a horn drop here. Oh, and, you know, Webby earlier, when fighting in her battle, she totally embraced her inner heel.
Yeah.
And was the bad guy. So, I like that. That was funny about Webby. But yeah.
Definitely.
Webby is so hilarious. The crowd's just staring at her like, what are you talking about?
No one's talking, though. They're not, like, booing her. They're just listening.
Yeah, and she's just saying the randomest things. Oh, my gosh. So then they come back, and Jormungandr challenged them to a battle royale, which is...
That was the part where he said it in the French accent.
Did he?
In that scene, he was talking in a French accent.
I thought was it Italian?
That one was French.
I thought it was Italian. I was like, wait, what? Maybe it was both.
It probably was both.
So, yeah, pretty much the whole family against him. And so they go to do it, and then...
They go to do it.
Scourge does that round, huh? Does he play that round, too? Just because it's the whole family? I feel like he goes in and does it.
I don't think so. I think he just steals the thing at the end.
I can't remember.
Ooh, I don't remember. He might have battled, too, and then just got out, like, his first guy out. But then Webby goes to fight him. I love how Louis... doesn't fight him, and then yeah. Huey just is the announcer. But, oh, yeah, Huey goes in and is, like, announcing like crazy and saying all this good stuff, pretty much. And then Louis, he stops merchandising, but he's watching. And then Dewey comes in, and he's, like, doing a bunch of, like, puns or something.
Yeah.
Like, your puns are so, like, sound so forced. That's just how I do it. Mm-hmm. I love how he just does it as he walks by. Just like, I don't have to be the good guy anymore, you know? Like, forget you. So, oh my gosh. At this part, it's like, Dewey. I loved his hair, too.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, his hair was amazing.
I was like, that's new. And then just like, he had a jacket or something.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And the sunglasses. Icing on the cake. But, so yeah, then they go into battles. Webby first, and then...
Mrs. B.
He's like, something like... What does he say? He says something, but then Webby, like, she says something else, like, I wouldn't worry about... Oh, my gosh. I wouldn't worry about... If ever I were you, I wouldn't be worried about that. I'd be worried about... this, and it was Mrs. B.
Or I love it when Mrs. B comes in.
Where's the quote? And I was like, oh, that was cool. Yeah. Yes, and it was just like, even though it was awesome when she came in, but I was still like, what are you hiding?
Yes!
What are you hiding?
It's like, where did you come from, and what are you...
Yeah, I was hoping she would have had, like, a little bit more information by now. I figured we wouldn't until just the pickup of season 3.
Disney.
But such long waits. But yeah, I was like, oh, you're amazing, such an amazing granny.
Where are you?
But so yeah, that was like what I was like the whole time. And so then Webby ends up getting taken out of the ring, and Mrs. Beakley. And so then it's just Dewey. Believe that's how it goes.
I think that's how it goes.
Something like that. And so then he's in the ring, and then Jormungandr is totally beating him up. Like, aw, poor Dewey. And then he just keeps, well, trying to fight back. Until then, Jormungandr keeps beating him up so much that the crowd's kind of like, this isn't fair. Because he's like, I don't even have to use my hands, you know? Because he's just using his snake tail.
Which is really unfair because, Dewey doesn't have one. That'd actually be pretty weird, but...
That would be insanely weird. But then the crowd is kind of like, wait, this isn't...
That's not fire.
I told you I use that quote all the time. So then the crowd starts to turn on Jormungandr and turn towards Dewey. And so then the one Strongbeard guy, like... I love how he, like, cuts off part of his beard or something. And he throws it to Dewey, and then Dewey He, like, isn't just, like, holding or anything. He, like, ties it around, like, a beard. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, my gosh, what's happening? And then Dewey's transformation, I was just like, I was kind of,
oh,
like.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I was like, oh, what? What?
He does
what?
Look pretty good in a beard.
Like, someday he'll have a blonde beard.
Yeah, I got a point there.
So, yeah. And then, you know, gives him strength, obviously. So then he ends up beating up Jormungandr, beating Jormungandr. Yay! He beat him. Yay! Pretty much in the end, he wins, and then Jormungandr disappears again. And Dewey saved the world!
Dewey saved the world! Dewey!
And we're just like,
you say it!
You say it! Okay, so, yeah. It was good. Good ending, you know? And so then he ends up getting, like, the metal belt type thing.
Yeah.
And I love Scrooge. Scrooge comes up to him, like, good job, buddy. Little buddy. He doesn't say that, but,
you get the
he's
point.
Like, good job. He's like, yeah, he's like, oh, he probably said laddie or something. And then he's like, trying to come closer, I can take this or something. So then he takes the belt trophy type thing.
Yeah.
And then it ends. I was like, it's over.
I just thought about it right now. We forgot the part. I don't know. It's a really small part.
It's very out of order.
It's really small part, but I laughed so hard at it. I don't know why. But it was when Launchpad was just like, I watch a lot of wrestling while I fly. And he was just like, wait, wow? The first time I watched that, I was dying. I could not stop laughing. I'm just like, this isn't even that funny.
He's just like, why am I laughing?
It's because it's a Launchpad joke, or Launchpad Huey joke.
Yeah, he's like, wait, wow?
Wait, wow? So, yeah, that was...
Bad episode.
And I like how it ends, like, in, like, the sketch type look, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the song. Don't remember how the song went, but I remember I liked the song. So, yeah, I mean.
This was a very good episode.
You really have to watch it, though, before you listen to this.
Yeah.
Well, by now it's too late. If they did this far. But, yeah. I recommend watching it, otherwise, because we're all over the place here, because we will have reviews for, you know, the rest of the episodes, but...
Yeah.
It's just kind of like a what we remembered. We all watched it yesterday.
Yeah.
Again. I watched it, like... I've seen it, like, 5 times.
Wow.
Say. Maybe.
I think I've only seen it twice.
But yeah.
Once with you and Sierra, and then again with all of you guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, I've seen it a lot. Like, sometimes I'm like, I just want to watch Rumble for Ragnarok right now. Like, here we go.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, this was the last episode before there's, you know, season 3 is on break right now. But I know we mentioned this on our YouTube channel, we made videos on it, but DuckTales is obviously on break, but it looks like they're going to be returning October. Or November in the Halloween special.
Hopefully.
Yerp. So, yeah. I can't wait. Counting down the months. How many months?
You're counting down the months.
September, October.
You count down to the little while.
I'm counting down from here
starting
on out.
Starting now.
I will be. I should have said that. I will be counting down. I don't have a specific date, though, so I don't really know what to count down, but... Yes, I am so excited. The Halloween special seems like it's going to be very interesting because they've already had, like, clips. I mean, there's some leaked footage, you know, of, like, pictures of the Halloween costumes. And I love, I just have to say, I love Huey's Gizmo Duck.
I love
and
Louis Huey.
Louis Huey, and then the Hawaiian pirate Dewey, and then Webby, that
thing.
Yeah.
The thing.
It's a thing.
Some type of dragon.
But Huey's Gizmo Duck is just so cute.
Yes.
Like, he's like the oldest. The he's the oldest one, but he has like the most cutest costume.
You're like, oh, I want to be Gizmo Duck. That is so cute. And then there was, like, the leaked footage, you know, of, like, the werewolf type thing. And so it's kind of, like, almost like, is this a prank? Because you see, like, all the monsters cornering. Because the kids go to, like, this haunted house. It says for candy. Pretty sure they're going, you know, trick-or-treating. But then there's all these creatures chasing them. And I'm like, is this a prank? Like, what's happening? Or is it real? Or maybe the kids thought it was, like, you know, a haunted house. Like, not really, but just Halloween. But then they realize, oh, shoot, this isn't. So, or how that goes. But there's one of the scenes that you see the kids are backed up to, like, this, like, it's almost like a cage type thing with, like, a bunch of creatures sticking their tentacles and stuff out. And one of the arms looks like Lena's hand in A Nightmare on Kilmore Hill. The first time I saw that, I saw it, and it didn't register till, like, the next day, and then I made a video on it, because I saw it, I was like, hey, that looks like Lena's hand. And then I was like, wait, what? And so, I was dying. Like, is that Lena's hand? Or maybe it just happens to look like it, because it, like, the same monster hand, but anyway, it could not be a prank. Maybe it's just creepy creatures that are
creatures. I have a feeling that it is a prank.
Coming out and cursed on Halloween or something.
That's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if it was, that would be hilarious, but you never know.
DuckTales.
I cannot wait for the return of DuckTales because I've been missing DuckTales a lot. Yeah, I've been going back through all the episodes, like, just eagerly anticipating season 3's return. So, yes, I cannot wait. So, yeah, that's pretty much all for this episode of Rumble for Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, we're on break, but we will be coming out with one, maybe two episodes before the break is back.
Off. Break is back.
The break is off for season 3, so we're still figuring out. We'll definitely have another episode in the next couple weeks, which will be pretty much just random DuckTales talks about stuff we've always wanted to say, but it, like, didn't fit into the episode.
Yeah.
You know, like, random
facts. It's just,
like,
really random.
Yeah. It's going to be very random rambles, pretty much, about us rambling about DuckTales and how amazing it is.
And so, sometimes, like, the cast and other stuff that they're in besides DuckTales.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be, like, it's going to be a pretty cool episode.
Yep.
I cannot wait to record that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, again, website, we're working on. It'll probably be out in the next day or two. I mean, by the time this podcast episode is posted, it might already be out. yeah, and check out the YouTube channel. Subscribe. Yeah, we'll be making more videos as we get more info of season 3.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And also, we're doing, again, the shout-outs for, if you go to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star, leave 5 stars and give a review. We will give you a shout-out and read the review in the podcast episode. So, yeah, we'll be doing that again, because it's always fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's about it until Random Rambles. Thank you guys so much for listening. Yep. I said that with some type of accent. I'm just going
with
to
an talk elite with,
I will talk with an elite accent until this is over. It's over. Okay, thank you guys so much. Bye.
Bye.
Did you steal Caitlin's catchphrase? Okay, bye guys.